Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, what the rising interest rates mean for you. Before the Monday blues, there's the Sunday night anxiety. We'll tell you how to beat it. An incredible video of a boy and his new bear friend goes viral. First, more than 1,200 people were stung by jellyfish off the Florida coast in just the past few days. Officials in the Daytona Beach area say that number is very high and that a perfect storm of elements led to the hundreds of stings. That includes a specific ocean current, wind speed, water temperature, and beaches filled to capacity. In an effort to warn swimmers, beach officials put up purple flags, which signifies dangerous marine life. Even though there were so many stings, none of them were life-threatening. If you're ever stung, get out of the water and avoid rubbing the area. That can make it worse. Just rinse the area with vinegar if possible. And don't panic. The pain usually goes away after just a few minutes. A recent salmonella outbreak has been linked to Kellogg's Honey Smacks cereal, according to the CDC. Boxes with the best if used by date between June of 2018 and June 2019 are being recalled by the company after at least 73 people in 31 states got sick. And Hawaii became the first state to ban the use of pesticides containing chlorpyrifos, a popular chemical that's been found harmful to young children and linked to developmental delays. And Stephen Hawking was laid to rest during a service at Westminster Abbey, with his ashes placed between two other noted scientific figures, Charles Darwin and Isaac Newton. Hawking's voice was also broadcast into space towards the nearest black hole. His daughter Lucy said, "It is a message of peace and hope, about unity and the need for us to live together in harmony on this planet." And this is just the cutest video. 5-year-old Ian Parker captured the attention of a bear at the Nashville Zoo, and the two literally jumped for joy together. Well, they need to work on their synchronization a bit, but they get a perfect 10 on the adorable scale.
All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with your friend and mine, Nicole Pedalides. Nicole, good news for users of ride-sharing apps.
That's right, Richard. For anyone who wants a little more peace of mind while you're in your Uber or Lyft, there's now insurance for ride-sharing passengers. It'll cost just about $2.50 for a 24-hour period. The state of Kentucky is suing Walgreens over the opioid epidemic. The lawsuit alleges Walgreens failed to report suspicious shipments of opioids to law enforcement and that it dispensed large quantities of the painkiller. The U.S. estimates that in 2015, the economic cost of the opioid crisis was over $500 billion. Well, McDonald's is going to start testing alternatives to plastic straws at select locations around the United States. That'll happen later this year after shareholders voted against a study on the business risks of using plastic straws.
And what other approaches are they taking?
It's going to have more eco-friendly paper straws across all its restaurants in the UK and Ireland and in Malaysia. It's going to give them out only if a customer requests one.
That's all very interesting. Nicole, in New York, thank you.
Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear you have some ways to make Monday mornings less stressful.
Hi, Kristen. Well, you know those feelings of anxiety that you get Sunday before the work week starts, otherwise known as the Sunday scaries? Experts say it is the fear of the unknown that's lurking in our minds. But there are 5 ways to avoid them. Eat well, no junk food. Rethink your routine. Detox from social media and just relax. Get to bed at a reasonable hour and have a to-do list for Monday morning to keep the stress down. Well, a study published in the Journal of Adolescent Health says 1 in 5 kids sees sexual material even when they aren't looking for it. Instead, it finds them through pop-up ads, spam mail, and viruses. The study authors say this could lead to risky online behavior. Researchers also say that parents need to be more proactive. A new survey by OnePoll found that people who regularly exercised are happier than those who don't. And those happy folks tended to have a larger income than the folks who were not happy and didn't exercise consistently. Participants who exercised regularly made about $74,000 a year, whereas people who skipped the gym only brought home about $49,000. I'll be working out later on today. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, let's go back to you now.
You know, I think I'll join you. Thanks, Danielle.
A child's toy has been pulled from store shelves over concerns about spying. Retailers including Amazon, Walmart, and eBay have all stopped selling stuffed animals made by the company Cloud Pets. The toys include microphone and speaker, as well as an app the kids use to record and send messages. Over 2 million recordings from children and parents were reportedly exposed online. The recordings were stored online via Bluetooth. Security consultants alleged that those recordings were being retrieved by hackers and held for ransom. The web company Mozilla was hired to help Cloud Pets with security, but alleges the company didn't fix the issues it found. Mozilla then notified Amazon, who pulled the toy from its site. It's not the first controversy over a child's toy that can get online, but privacy experts say laws haven't kept up with advances in technology, especially where kids are involved. The maker of Cloud Pets denies that any user information was compromised.
My girl Andrea Robinson from Fox 10 in Phoenix has this week's life hacks. So Andrea, what do you have for us?
Hey, Kristen, this week's life hacks, you're gonna love this one. It's so clever. In the shower, you know, you get the rust stains from the shaving cream can or a shampoo bottle. Well, the shaving cream can, before you put it in the shower, line the bottom with clear nail polish, let it dry, and then every time it sits there, it acts as a barrier and the water won't rust your shower. Next up, another use for baking soda. You know how much I love baking soda. Okay, this one will get rid of odors on your furniture or your couch. Simply sprinkle baking soda all over the couch cushions or the pillows, let it sit for about 30 minutes, and then vacuum it off, and it will smell like new. And lastly, as we get into the summer months, we're spending more time outside. That means bug bites. So if you get a mosquito bite or an insect bite, simply take Vicks Vapor Rub and place that on the insect bite. It will take the sting away. Kristen, those are your life hacks for this week. Back to you.
You're so right. All of those were amazing. Thanks, Andrea. Well, as if Chef Gordon Ramsay isn't busy enough running successful restaurants all over the country and starring in several hit TV shows, the 51-year-old paired with the Make-A-Wish Foundation to grant 32 wishes in just 24 hours. Ramsay personally met with the sick children or made phone calls himself to let them know their wish was coming true. He set up a cake decorating session with Duff Goldman, called Katy Perry so a big fan could meet her, surprised 16-year-old Timothy at a tech store so he could build his own computer, got another tickets to James Corden's show and a backstage meeting, and even hit up Jay Leno so one kid could take a tour of his garage. Ramsay said, "What a day, an amazing day, getting a chance to meet these incredible kids and seeing their strength and understanding their excitement is mind-blowing. We love to see celebrities giving back."
A growing number of American men are having plastic surgery. The American Society of Plastic Surgeons says over a million men had cosmetic procedures just last year. Many younger men are having operations for body contouring, while older men are trying to look younger. So body contouring is, you know, you can liposuction and get rid of fat.
Yeah, tummy tuck, things like that.
Yeah, a friend of mine is having it done. He's 50, and they're taking the fat all over the place, and it's 6 weeks recovery. 6 weeks of recovery.
Yeah, to look as young as you feel.
Go to the gym for 6 weeks.
You're preaching to the choir here. Yeah. I mean, this industry is growing so much, and now, you know, I think it's been kind of taboo to talk about men getting these procedures because, of course, with women, it's nothing new. But yeah, now men are getting more bold to say, yeah, I'm getting a tummy tuck. I'm getting male breast reductions are also really big.
Yeah, they are. Here's the biggest stat I could find. Filler injections are up 99% since 2000.
99.
Botox has quadrupled
in
popularity. Yeah, I'm not going to have it done. What? I'm going to go to the gym instead.
Okay.
But good luck to people who do.
All right, I agree.
Cheaters.
How about this one? A Chinese company has invented what it says is a companion for lonely kids. The iPal is a robot kids can interact with, and parents can use it to monitor their children. It can give math lessons, speaks a couple languages, it even tells jokes. Mm. It's also coming to the United States this year.
It's going to act exactly like a 4 to 6 year old. Does that mean it will...
4 to 8 year old.
4 to 8 year old. Will it scream and cry its eyes out every time we get a babysitter and want to go to dinner? Will it get in your bed in the middle of the night and wake you up? Is that what it's going to do? I don't need that.
I certainly hope not. You know, this kind of weirds me out. I just can't help but think it's going to get abused, and instead of reading to your kids, iPal's going to read to your kids. Instead of playing with your kids, iPal's going to play with your kids.
But I think it's okay to do that as long as you're also doing some of the playtime and reading. The Mail Online made it look in the headline a bit like parents were going to make the robot the babysitter. That isn't the idea. The idea is the adult is still in the house.
Yeah, listen, I'm not leaving my kid with a robot ever.
Yeah. No, but if I said to my son, there's a robot coming around and you're going to play with him for an hour and he's going to read you a story, what's the deal? He'd be over the moon. What's wrong with that?
It'd be the coolest thing.
What is wrong with that?
Because even now, some parents, and I'm not trying to judge here, I'm just saying it is a thing to leave your kids with the phone or in front of the TV for several hours. So now it's just one more thing.
At least this interacts, though.
Yeah.
This is interacting. I mean, it really is. And it's got sensors. And I mean, I don't know. We haven't met the robot.
Everything in moderation. I mean, the robot could be a very nice kid.
It could be. But it depends on the personality of the robot.
Right.
You like some when other people have kids and they come around. Sometimes you like the kids, sometimes you don't. Right.
Right. Exactly.
Let's wait till we've met the robot. Okay. Then we'll judge.
Sounds good. All right. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 26 Houston, after the tragic passing of Anthony Bourdain, a nonprofit is stepping up to make sure workers in the restaurant industry have the support they need. The Southern Smoke Foundation was started by Chef Chris Stewart. It raises money for workers in the food and beverage industry in the Houston area. Now they are focusing their efforts on mental health awareness. Many restaurant workers don't have health insurance, so the foundation is covering expenses for workers who want to see a mental health specialist. In our second story from Fox 29 Philadelphia, Zaya Euler may only be 10 years old, but she's already a college recruit. Thanks to the nonprofit Team Impact, Zaya was drafted by the Penn State Brandywine women's softball team. Zaya has a connective tissue disorder that causes her joints to overextend. It makes it very difficult for her to participate in sports. But now she has the chance to be an honorary member of the team. And Zaya says she loves feeling like a part of the family. And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, a recent bowling competition pitted rookie Tampa firefighters against rookie players on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The tradition started 4 years ago, and it's a way to build camaraderie between prominent members of the Tampa community as they launch their careers.
There's so many parallels about preparation, determination, their first rookie year, and making sure that they stay within the goals of the organization. There's so many parallels. It's just a great opportunity for us to get together like this.
And while not everyone shined on the scoreboard, they all had a great time.
Apple is closing a technological loophole that law enforcement agencies were using to unlock cell phones of criminal suspects. Investigators are upset at the move, saying it protects criminals while Apple is citing privacy issues for its customers.
Right.
In 2016, the FBI unlocked the phone of a mass killer, the San Bernardino shooter, one of the shooters.
So the law enforcement is saying, you know, getting into these phones could give us valuable information and ultimately save lives. Whereas Apple does have to worry about, you know, hackers and the bad guys could use this same ability to access information that they shouldn't have access to.
Here's just the one thing I don't understand. I need to do more reading on it. So if you take the Indiana State Police unlocked 96 iPhones and they did them all with a warrant.
Yeah, I saw
why,
that.
If they get a warrant, can't Apple say, all right, we'll let you in? That's what I don't quite understand.
Well, let's move on now. The University of Chicago became the first elite college to make the ACT and SAT tests optional for applicants. The school is ranked number 3 in the U.S. News and World Report's national rankings, and education experts are calling this a watershed moment.
Yeah.
Now, this is huge for all of you watching who lost a lot of sleep studying for the ACT and SAT tests, myself included. The school says the policy is meant to help level the playing field for students in, you know, lower income areas who may
minority students
resources
as well,
to
be unfair towards them.
Right, to study for the SAT and ACT in the way that people in more privileged neighborhoods do.
Yeah. A recent study analyzing 28 colleges with more than 950,000 students found sharp increases in applicants for schools that didn't require SAT or ACT testing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently it's not that big of a deal. GPA is a great correlation as to how you're going to do in college in terms of success. So
yeah.
Man, I got, like, no sleep the night before I took the SATs.
But between GPA and SAT and ACT, I'll be honest, as an English person sitting here, I have absolutely no idea what any of this conversation has been about. A new study found millennials prioritize healthy eating and staying in shape over saving more and spending less. Focusing on health is never a bad thing, but experts say it's becoming a problem only because some millennials are spending more than their budget allows on exclusive classes, daily smoothies, and personal trainers. The truth is, of course, exercise can be free. Like, you can do absolutely outstanding exercises just using your own body
weight. Go outside. It's free, friends.
You can run, you can walk, you can do sit-ups, you can do push-ups.
Free membership out there.
Yes, free membership to the world. I'm not sure we should be necessarily pointing the finger too much at millennials' ambitions to look good and stay fit.
No, I don't think it's a bad thing. I just think when you think about priorities, being financially fit is also important. I saw a figure, I'll just rattle it off really quickly. The study found 41% of people satisfied with their financial health are more likely to be satisfied with their physical health.
Yeah.
So, you know, they go hand in hand. There's a connection there.
I find it quite charming, the fact that with my generation, quite a lot of people went bust because they went out too much, drank too much, holidayed too much, went to nightclubs too much.
Yeah.
This generation is staring at bankruptcy because they go to yoga too much.
Touché.
Time now for Royal Watch with The Sun. Let's join The Sun's legendary Arthur Edwards, royal photographer for 40 years. Arthur, you're in Ireland. Where are you exactly and what's going on?
I'm in an Irish bar in Cork City, and Prince Charles and Camilla have been visiting the city. And in 2011, the Queen came to Ireland. It was a historic visit, and she went to a market here in Cork called the English Market. And this fishmonger called Pat O'Connell pulled out this huge salmon. And today, when Prince Charles and Camilla went there, he did the same thing. He pulled out this amazing salmon, and it was a lovely picture.
Now, Arthur, Meghan Markle and the Queen had their first official outing together. How did that go?
Meghan and the Queen are in Cheshire, and they look a great double act.
Right.
The Queen is in green, and Meghan's got this amazing dress where you only see half her arms. She's just becoming like the number one royal now. She's so relaxed and easy with the Queen, and the Queen was smiling with her and obviously showing her the ropes. You couldn't have a better teacher than the Queen, who's been doing it for nearly 70 years.
Arthur in Cork, thank you.
And thank you, Richard, and see you next week.
See you next week.
If you're like most Americans and have credit card debt, it just got more expensive. The Federal Reserve raised interest rates by a quarter point, and that will add $2.2 billion in interest payments for Americans each year. The credit card website CompareCards.com performed the analysis based on the $1 trillion in collective credit card debt Americans currently have. Typically, when the Fed rates go up, credit card customers start to see an impact within 60 days. And more increases could be coming this year. The committee that determines the rate said two more hikes were appropriate. And it's not just credit cards. The federal interest rate also impacts mortgage rates, savings rates, and the stock market. All right, listen to this. A student shuffling through archives at the University of Calgary stumbled upon an amazing discovery. Three letters written by Albert Einstein in correspondence with Calgarian Harold Horn. Horn had first written to the theoretical physicist in 1943 while he was teaching at Princeton University. Horn wasn't a scientist, but had developed what he thought was a theory about lunar rhythms and the oxygenation of water. When other scientists rejected his ideas, he reached out to Einstein. The University of Calgary's Allison Wagner said the letters give insight into what kind of man Einstein was. She said he was not someone to dismiss somebody like this. I'm sure he was sympathetic to people who couldn't get someone to listen to their ideas. Horn had sent the letters to the library at the U of C in 1972, and they weren't lost, just forgotten until now.
Wonderful. I love everything about Einstein.
Yeah.
Sometimes it just humanity produces someone with a brain that's beyond any other brain that's ever existed.
Exactly.
But he's just
that's
nothing
Einstein.
Like it. It is.
For sure.
We've all grown accustomed to America having 50 states, but a new ballot initiative in California could change that. A measure that would split California into three separate states qualified for the November general election, where voters will have the chance to either adopt the initiative or reject it. If it passes, California would be divided into three new states: California, which would include Los Angeles and other coastal communities, Southern California, which would include San Diego and the Inland Empire, and Northern California, which would include San Francisco and Sacramento. The change would be subject to approval by Congress. The proposal was heavily backed by billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper. He says splitting up the state would allow different regions of California to have more control over education, infrastructure, and taxes. But critics say the measure is a distraction from the real issues facing the California government, and it would cost billions of dollars. California voters will have the chance to decide for themselves on November the 6th.
All right, well, that's it for today's Top 30. Here's what's coming up on our next show. Everything we know about a popular diet and how it affects our health might be wrong, all because of a controversial study. Plus, Amazon's latest move could bring the good deals to you. We'll tell you how. And the unbelievable story of two women who learned they were switched at birth. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top30TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe. Have a marvelous day.